thing shows up that looks remotely dangerous, you tell me about it on squad chat. I'll be the first, veteran. He left, and I felt lonelier than ever. It was about 2 hours later that something finally happened. It wasn't what I'd expected, however. Instead of a theropod creeping up on me, or some other jungle predator, I saw a thing in a silvery skin. I wasn't sure quite what I was looking at, but I knew it wasn't normal. It had to be an alien of some kind. It had 6 limbs, and 2 of them were holding a dark, slim object. A rifle? I wasn't sure. The alien was moving cautiously, scuttling forward on 4 of its 6 appendages. I was reminded of a spider, but one that had only 6 legs, each of which could be used as an arm at will. From the way it was acting, the creature hadn't seen me in my fern bush. I figured that if the enemy slipped right by me, whatever it was, I could make my getaway then. Moving quietly, I closed my visor. I engaged my tapper and it zoomed in on the alien. After a few agonizing seconds of watching a spinning wait icon, my suit computer finally made its determination. A blue question mark appeared, and the word unknown. I had no idea what I was facing, and neither did my suit. It wasn't a Saurian, but it didn't look innocent either. I figured I couldn't just sit there. I had to report the sighting. I slid my hand up to my chest plate. There, I keyed my alarm signal. Still trying not to make a sound, I lifted my rifle as the signal went out. The alarm was a silent radio blip on an ultra-high frequency, but the creature picked it up somehow. It responded by swiveling its bulbous head back and forth, then zeroed in on my bush. That slim, dark rod in its hands came around in my direction. That was all the warning I needed. I lifted my weapon and sprayed it down with slivers from my weapon set on full auto. The weapon clattered, and the sound tore apart the stillness of the night. Snap rifles weren't as loud as gunpowder weapons, but when you really held the trigger down, they made a respectable racket. The snap and whine of projectiles filled the air, and the steel shot ripped through the fern I was crouching in, tearing off big fuzzy leaves. The creature was caught by surprise and went down in a tangle of thrashing limbs. I gave it another burst, to be sure, and then I snapped an image with my helmet visor. Whatever it was, I was certain Command would want to see it. Nearby, I heard rushing feet. It was Carlos running to my position.
"What did you shoot?"
he asked.
"I don't know,"
I told him. We both stared at the forest, and our chests heaved. We watched the jungle intensely, but the night was silent.
"Come on. What had you so spooked?"
Carlos whispered.
"You never freak out about anything."
I thought about the 3 juggers I'd run from in this same jungle yesterday, but I didn't bring them up. Carlos hadn't been there, and it hadn't been my finest hour. I just shook my head and watched for movement. A channel call came into us a moment later, and we answered it. Veteran Harris's voice filled our helmets.
"I see you have discharged your weapon, recruits, and Carlos has broken the line. Who gave you orders to maneuver?"
"I'm seeking a new position, veteran," Carlos said.
True to his word, he found a broken stump and put his back against it. He sighted over the top, scanning for a target.
"Report, damn it," Harris said.
"Sorry, sir," I whispered. "I shot something. I don't know what it was, but I'm sure it was intelligent and armed. It wasn't a Saurian."
"Repeat that, please."
"It was not any kind of life form that is supposed to be on this world. The tapper didn't know what to make of it."
Harris didn't say anything more to that. I wasn't sure what he was thinking. I felt a bit guilty. I had fired without orders, and right now I wanted to run. It was hard to stand a post by yourself in an alien jungle. I couldn't see any sign of the alien from my position, as the grass was too high. I chided myself for not advancing and making sure the alien didn't crawl away. Even as I berated myself, I heard firing erupt off to my left. Then more shots were fired very distantly to the right.
"Contact made, recruits,"
Harris shouted into my ear. I could tell he was broadcasting now to the entire squad.
Withdraw slowly, link up, and provide covering fire for one another. Those to the rear, take up a secure position. You're on overwatch.
That's us, I told Carlos. The rest have moved farther forward.
He nodded, and for once in his life didn't have anything to say. We both stared into the night, wondering what was coming next. We didn't have long to wait. A squad of raptors showed up, chasing a recruit. I was horrified. The recruit looked to be a female, and she was bleeding. It took me a fraction of a second to realize it was Kiwi, then another second to notice her arm was gone, and it was in the mouth of the leading pursuer. Without saying anything, we began applying controlled bursts of fire. The thing carrying the recruit's arm went down first. Seeing us, Kiwi ran to our position. I saw her face briefly as she staggered past me. Her eyes were wide and her mouth was hanging open, as if she were in the midst of a long scream. No sounds came out of her, however, other than labored breathing. We put down two more raptors, and they retreated. I realized with a shock that we weren't fighting the expected enemy, juggers. These were the smaller, smarter variety of Saurian.
"Doesn't make sense," I said.
"This was supposed to be a jugger rebellion, a bunch of pissed-off, unpaid miners."
"Who the hell cares? Let's escort her back to the walls."
I checked Kiwi's tapper. There was no pulse.
"She's gone," I said.
"I'm not going anywhere. We're on overwatch, and we're staying right here."
Carlos looked at me like I was crazy, but he put his rifle to his cheek and kept scanning for more targets. He was breathing so hard I thought he might hyperventilate.
"He tore her apart," Carlos kept muttering. "I can't believe it."
"Shut up. Kiwi will be fine. They're probably reviving her right now back at camp. She'll get to her bunk tonight before we do."
The truth was, I didn't want to think about it. I hadn't been intimate with Kiwi lately, but it was hard to keep your mind straight when your ex-girlfriend was dead at your feet. Sure, I knew she'd come back to life soon, but my emotions were running high anyway.
"It just tore her arm right off," he continued, "running around with it, like it was some kind of trophy. Do you suppose that one was saving her arm to show it off or to eat?"
"Just shut up, Carlos."
He finally did. His breathing slowed, and for the next minute or two, nothing big happened. Then, we heard stealthy steps behind us. I wheeled and almost fired, but managed to stop myself in time. Carlos didn't manage to control himself so cleanly. He put a single pellet into the chest plate of veteran Harris. Harris wasn't hurt, but he wasn't pleased either. He kicked Carlos in the butt with a steel boot and hissed at him to aim his gun forward. I was surprised that he'd managed to get so close without alerting us. Wearing heavy armor and carrying a beamer, he was slower and louder than any recruit. He stepped beside me and aimed his rifle around the other side of the tree. He glanced down at Kiwi's body.
"Let me guess," he said. "Carlos here blew her arm off, right?"
"Negative, veteran," I said. "There were six Saurians. They charged us, and we shot down three, making them retreat. They were chasing this soldier. She died of her injuries."
He glanced at me.
"You're telling me you fought off six juggers with two snap rifles? Show me the bodies."
Rather than arguing, I advanced and showed him the fallen raptors in the underbrush. He came close and stared.
"Regular Saurians?"
he asked.
"Raptors, sir. The smart kind."
"Where are the juggers?"
"No contact yet, veteran."
He shook his head in confusion. He took pictures with his helmet and radioed them in. He made a report, but I couldn't hear what he said. Finally, he came back to us.
"All right," he said. "I want you to hold your positions for 10 more minutes, then withdraw back to the wall. You did well here tonight."
Then he left us. About 1 minute later, Carlos stood up.
"Where are you going?"
I demanded.
"Where the hell do you think I'm going?"
"We're holding right here," I told him. "I'm not leaving yet." He stood indecisively, but then crouched down again with a growl of frustration.
"You want a promotion that badly?"
he asked.
"I want you to shut up and follow the veteran's orders."
We waited the full 10 minutes. The jungle was pretty quiet now. A few more bursts of fire had erupted at the 9-minute mark, followed by what sounded like a scream in the distance.
but after that it was quiet.
"That's it," Carlos said. He'd been pretty much staring at a counter on his tapper.
I lowered my rifle and began walking. We'd done our part.
"Let's get the hell out of here," I said.
We took about 3 steps toward the walls, but that was as far as we got. I thought later, looking back on it, that the enemy probably hadn't been quite sure how many guns we had, or maybe they weren't certain where we were. Possibly they'd been getting ready to rush us and thought we were trying to get away. Whatever the reason, as soon as we stood and tried to retreat, they charged. Dozens came. There was a line of raptors in the lead, fast and vicious. I couldn't even count them all. Behind them lumbered no less than 8 juggers. I knew it was over. I stood my ground and fired over and over. I held the trigger down until the gun got hot in my hand. Ignoring the pain coming through my gauntlets and my aching shoulder that was taking a hammering from the butt of my weapon, I never stopped shooting them. I aimed at the raptors, knowing they would be the easiest to take down. I directed my fire at a target until it fell thrashing and screeching, then swung my weapon to the next. I brought down 3 and was just lining up my 4th when a pair of jaws crunched down on my right arm. I thought I was ready for this, but I don't think anyone ever will be. The shock of it was intense. It wasn't even pain, exactly, just a weird, nervous, pinching feeling, like I had a crick in my neck or something. Using my left hand, I tried to line up the rifle again, but long before I managed that, something ate my knee. 1 second I had 2 legs, and then I was down, and I saw a creature running off with one of them dangling from its mouth. I made some hoarse sounds then. They were loud in my helmet. I looked back, craning my neck. I saw Carlos. There was no point in running, but Carlos was going for it anyway. I could hardly blame him. At least for him, it was quicker. A jugger ran him down and took his head and shoulders right off, chewing and shaking. He was dead in a second. I wasn't so lucky. The raptors were all over me, and they didn't make it quick. I know for certain that no matter how long I live, no matter how many times I die, I'll never forgive those dinos for eating my guts out while I watched.